This is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. You can now watch our TV show on Free Speech TV every weekday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. FSTV is on Dish Network, DirecTV, and Roku. Just days after the ITT Technical Institute shut down its 100-plus campuses, students have launched a debt strike, saying they will not pay back their student loans. More than 40,000 students and 8,000 staff nationwide were impacted by the closure, and that came in response to the federal government announcing it would suspend financial aid for new students. John King, U.S. Secretary of Education, said that some ITT students may be able to get their federal student loans dismissed. But those involved in the debt strike said in an open letter to the government, quote, "Each of us is still left with tens of thousands of dollars of debt to you, the very agency that was supposed to have protected us from ITT's scam." Last year, students from Corinthian colleges launched a similar debt strike after their for-profit educational institutions filed for bankruptcy. Joining me now is Ronnie Goodwin, a student debt striker with the ITT Tech Warriors, fighting for class-wide loan discharge. Welcome to the program, Ronnie.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for joining us. Well, first explain what the scam was. Why did the ITT Tech Institutes close down to begin with? Why did the federal government decide to suspend student loans for new students?
Well, it started years ago with fraud that a lot of students brought it to the Department of Education's attention, and they investigated them. But that got swept under the rug. And then about 8 to 10 years later, all the graduates started noticing that they can't get a job. Employers are not accepting the degree. The credits won't transfer. And everything that they've been taught was pretty much for nothing. And after starting to look into it and investigate along with the education received and looking at our loans, we noticed a lot of differences of what we were being signed up for and charged versus what our actual loan ledgers were showing. So it led to us going to our local attorney generals and state senators and leading strikes across the U.S. to bring attention to the Department of Education on what was happening.
So, what drew you into ITT Tech? Because I think it's important for us to understand that every student like yourself has a story, is a real person that's actually being impacted by, you know, what is just essentially a news story, but there's real people involved. So what got you into ITT Tech to begin with?
Well, I come from a lower class background. My family didn't really have much growing up. My parents worked day in, day out as hard as they could for what they earned us. And I got to fast food as a manager right out of high school. And it was going good at first, but I knew I could do more and I wanted to do more. I wanted to better my position for me because whenever I started, I ended up getting married, had a child. And I didn't want my child to have to go through what I did, so I wanted to better myself to give them what I could that I didn't have as a child and provide for them. And I looked around at the local colleges, and they didn't really offer the courses that I wanted. And the scheduling, ITT promised that they were there, the technology school of the future. They offered flexible schedules. That way, if I work day, I can go to night school and vice versa. And I really wanted mainly just to go in to better myself and provide the future that I wanted and a better future for my kids.
So you thought you could get a degree, which might hopefully get you into a better paying job, have some financial stability.
Correct.
And did you actually end up getting the degree?
I did receive a degree. I received an associate's in graphic design and a bachelor's in game design.
And did that degree help you?
It did not. I've actually, every position that I've applied for, almost every employer has replied back that the material that we were taught was outdated and irrelevant, that we would basically have to start over at another college to have a chance in the field.
How did that make you feel? Did you even expect to get that reaction?
I had so many mixed emotions at first. I was first, it was just kind of a shock. I just spent 4 years not only getting my education, but also was a student worker for the school. So I was helping other alumni try to better themselves and help them get through. And not only did I feel bad for me, but I felt bad because I was here helping these other people trying to make a future for themselves. And I just got through letting myself down and them because we got scanned by the school.
Wow. So you got a federal student loan in order to attend ITT Tech, and presumably access to those loans is what the school, it seems like, was after. That basically, because students were able to get federal government aid to attend the school, they were able to stay in business. So you got a loan like that?
Yes, I did. My loans originated from what we were told were supposed to all come through Sallie Mae. We were never told that we can choose a different lender or any of our loans were going to be private. When I was there, I was straight told that all of my loans were federal through Sallie Mae. But after I graduated from my bachelor's degree and got my loan ledger, I kind of found out that I had private and federal loans.
And so basically, ITT Tech had sort of a set way in for students to get financial aid. In retrospect, do you feel that the Department of Education should have really been more strict in determining who or which institutions it would give student loans for?
Yes, and part of that I believe when I first started going there, I really didn't have the credit to get the loans that they wanted me to get. So they gave me paperwork for a denied cosigner and told me that they would prefer me fill this paperwork out because most people don't get the one with the credit without a cosigner. So they prefer the denied cosigner so they can get the full money from the government to pay for the school.
Ronnie, how typical is your case? I mentioned 40,000 students were attending these schools when they were closed down, 8,000 employees. I mean, presumably not all the students had loans or were still paying the loans back, but is your case, you feel fairly typical of most of the students that attended ITT Tech schools?
Very typical. I know in my campus there was actually only two students there that their jobs were actually paying for it. Had one guy from Axiom and another one from Verizon that was there for programming, and they actually left after a couple of quarters because what they were teaching had nothing to do with what they needed to learn or what they were advertised and told that they would be learning.
And are you able to tell us how much of a debt burden you're left with, if you're comfortable saying it out loud?
I'm actually very comfortable and kind of sad to say this, but I'm $160,000 in debt.
Wow, $160,000 to
Yes,
pay for
ma'am.
a degree that is now not being taken seriously in the job market.
Yes, ma'am.
So you have decided to join other students to essentially say you're not paying it back. How did all of that start? How did you decide? How did you find out students were doing this? How did that organizing take place for groups of students that I understand that group is growing to say, we're just not going to pay this back?
I tried actually forming with my fellow alumni at my campus after graduation to try to get something done, but a lot of them were kind of scared that they didn't know the reaction of what was going to happen, and was afraid that if they started something or tried to go get a lawyer to file that their degree was going to be null and void. But I tried to explain to them that it's basically null and void now. We just paid $40,000 to $100,000 for a piece of wallpaper that's worthless. And after a couple of years of searching, I almost gave up because it just all the time and trying to find something out, and every corner you turn to, it goes back to ITT's arbitration clause and just stonewalls you. One of my fellow alumni moved to Florida. And she was searching online and found the group of ITT Tech Warriors and was in there for a little while and then sent me an invite about a year and 3 months ago. And ever since then, I've been a member and trying to help spread the word and get the focus to students.
You began the debt strike even before ITT Tech shut down its doors.
Yes, ma'am.
Because you found out soon after you graduated that you were in debt for a degree that wasn't going to give you its promised results. So how many students, as far as you know, have joined this strike now? I understand the numbers started out with 100 plus and now it's much bigger?
Last time I looked, I think we were right at hitting 5,000 students. And growing.
Oh, wow, that's incredible. 5,000 students. What about the Corinthian debt strike? I mentioned a year ago it was Corinthian students, a for-profit, a private educational institution that similarly, you know, it had to shut down its doors. It filed bankruptcy, and Corinthian students similarly got upset that their degrees weren't worth much, and they were saddled with a lot of debt, and they launched a debt strike. Do you see links with your struggle and theirs?
Yes, ma'am. That's kind of what led me more into the ITT Tech Warriors. Was hearing about their movement, then starting to look into it, noticing all the similarities of what was going on. And when I started with them, I was actually also helping to back the Corinthian Warriors and a few other nonprofit or for-profit organizations, like the University of Phoenix. We helped them get started because they were having a lot of similarities with the exact same thing. And I believe they're up to about 300 students now, and they just got started a couple of months ago.
Now, Ronnie, these federal student loans, aren't they essentially taxpayer subsidies for people like yourself to be able to get a college education? If the federal government discharges these loans, dismisses them, it means taxpayers don't get paid back. Who should be held responsible? Should it be ITT Tech and the people, its board, essentially left with the bill of paying the government back?
At this point, I feel like ITT, ACICS, and the Department of Education is responsible for the debt that we have incurred.
So essentially, this is not on you, this is on the government and these educational institutions that are partnered with.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, they have laws there that are there to protect the consumers and citizens. And to me, I feel like they failed at their job to help protect us from this scam.
Ronnie, what will you do now? I mean, so you've been involved in this debt strike for over a year. The amount of your loan is enormous. If it does get dismissed, I'm curious what you feel like your future path is.
Eventually, I want to return to school after doing a little bit more research and try to get a degree that's going to help me and not hurt my future career, and continue to help other students that are in the same position that we are, and bring the focus so that they don't get the same scam and deal like we got. I don't want to see that happen to anybody else, because me, I'm $160,000 in debt, and to pay that back, it would take me 3 lifetimes as fast as it's growing.
Oh my goodness. And do you also see this situation, this story, this whole issue of education, how much money it costs people, how much students are burdened with debt, the poor job market? Do you see all of that as part of a bigger issue of just wealth inequality in the United States today? That you know, there's this sort of 99% of us versus the 1% of elites who just seem to get richer and richer and richer, and the rest of us just continue to struggle.
I agree. I mean, we're spending all this money to try to not only better ourselves, but to strengthen our economy. But in reality, it's just weakening our economy and making it harder.
Well, Ronnie, I want to wish you the best of luck. You've got a website where people can find out more about the strike. And also, how can non-students, non-debt strikers express solidarity and support you?
They can go online to Facebook and search for ITT Tech Warriors. We're located there, and we're also at debtcollective.org. And you can log on to there. We have lots of information, and we welcome everybody.
And that's debtcollective.org, as well as ITT Tech Warriors on Facebook. We'll post links to that from our website later today. Ronnie, thanks so much and good luck to you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
My guest, Ronnie Goodwin, is a student debt striker with the ITT Tech Warriors fighting for class-wide loan discharge. This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can find our interviews at risingupwithsonali.com and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes.